I was reading the other day that 50% of the cause of inflation is the price of oil. And it's not because there's an oil shortage. It's because 80% of the oil that is owned by Wall Street speculators. That means somebody is sitting in New York thinking, okay, what do you think the oil price is going to do? What do you think the price of oil is going to do, or the production is going to do in 2 or 3 months? Well, I think there's going to be a shortage, so we need to raise the prices. It's people guessing at what the oil market is going to do in 2 or 3 months that's driving this problem. And then when the 25 biggest oil companies last year make a $237 billion profit, those are the two problems that we need to look at as far as inflation. Supply chain. Supply chain's another reason that inflation is so high. The United States has to get back to more of a manufacturing economy instead of a service economy. When we're depending on China for everything, that's a problem. And it's showing itself right now. When the pandemic hit, we were waiting for China to send us medication because all of the medication's made over there, or waiting for them to send us masks so we could have masks to protect ourselves. We didn't have enough, so that's why they all went to medical personnel first. That, to me, is showing us that it's all of these jobs being in China is more than just a supply chain problem. This is a national security problem as well. When we're that dependent on another country to provide us with the stuff we need to keep us safe, that's an issue. We need to bring jobs back for a national security issue just as much as it is to have good paying jobs for our workers. That's another thing. We've got to have a strong working class. If we don't have a strong, the working class people of this country is the foundation of this country. If we don't have a strong working class, then we have a weak foundation. And it's, you know, that's another thing that's showing right now. We've got to bring jobs back. We've got to bring good paying jobs back. You know, I'm kind of biased against this because I've been union all my life, but union's the way to go. Union provides living salaries, vacations, pensions, health care insurance, almost everything that the working class people have received in this country has either been from the Democrats or it's been from unions. The Democrats gave us Social Security, Medicare, the right to vote, the right to organize. Unions have given us living wages, health insurance, pensions. They've provided good paying jobs that to where you can give things to your kids. You know, you can put good clothes on their backs. You can put good food on the table. That's what makes America strong.